In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is both our Old Testament reading from Isaiah 40 and our Gospel reading from Mark, the first chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, for whatever reason, today's scripture, especially Isaiah, reminded me of the U2 song, I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. Here are a few lyrics from that song. I have climbed the highest mountains. I have run through the fields, only to be with you. But I still haven't found what I'm looking for. You broke the bonds. You loosed the chains. Carried the cross of my shame. Oh, my shame, you know I believe it. But I still haven't found what I'm looking for. It's a bit more depressing of a song than I've remembered it to be. And you'd think that once he's seen the gospel of Jesus Christ, where the bonds of sin are broken and the chains loose and the cross carried, and with it our shame, and then that clear confession, you know I believe it. You'd think the final refrain would change to something like, and now I found what I'm looking for. That's the sort of stuff for happy endings. That's for fairy tales and princesses. How rarely we see such fulfillment in this life. Reality is never quite as clean and tidy as that, is it? Isaiah gets this. He gets the reality. He gets the pain and the suffering, not just for unbelievers and pagans, but for God's people, Israel. He gets the way we envy the rich and the powerful. He understands our jealousy over those who seem to have everything all put together and have such an easy life. He knows the way we constantly want more and bigger and better. He knows the way we cast our eyes upward, always wanting to grow and to get stronger. He knows how we try, and he knows how we fail. So why do you say, O Christians, and why do you speak, O children of God, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by God? Why do you think he doesn't know? Is it because you've never quite found what you're looking for? Is it because every time things start to work and get back together and begin to get better, suddenly everything falls apart? In this life, the reality is that God seems very distant to us. It seems like your prayers tend to fall on deaf ears. It seems like you're drowning with no one to reach out and to rescue you and help you and save you. Sickness overtakes you. Depression never seems to let go. Loneliness sets in, especially during this time. And the sins you committed long ago, they nag at your conscience and they never quite really seem to go away. You can climb and run and move up and up, but in this way, you too is right. You still haven't found what I'm looking for. So if not in strength, or growth, or size, or upward mobility, then where do we find what we're looking for? Isaiah's word of comfort gives no directions for us. No map to follow, no example to imitate. He offers no steps or directives. He simply shakes some sense into us and tells us who God is for us. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. And this everlasting God is not the sort of God you can reach or move toward or find. Rather, he is the God who comes down to you. He is the God who brings princes to nothing and makes rulers of the earth as emptiness. He is the God who does not faint or grow weary, and his understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. When you finally get to the point where you haven't found what you're looking for, and you can't, then you're finally where God is with His mercy. The mystery of our God is that He is not where we think He ought to be, up in the heavens, distant, remote. No, He's not up there, away from sin and the muckiness of the world, but He came down to be here with us. For the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. The Lord is to be found with His cross. And on the cross, you're to find your sin. For that is where God thought it best to take what is yours. But that's not where God desires to give you what is His. No, if you want to find what you're looking for, rest, peace, strength, comfort, forgiveness, freedom from illness, disease, and even God Himself for you, then mount up on wings like eagles. Run and do not be weary. Walk and do not faint. And approach this altar where God delivers Himself to you in word and sacrament and His very body and blood, the medicine of immortality. Here, He reaches out His hand and He pulls you from your sickness of sin. Here, He casts out your demons. Here, He heals your heart and finds you and makes you whole once again, that you may know for certain that He is for you and not against you, and in Him find what you are looking for. Here, at this altar, it's not about you going to God, but it's about Him coming to you. Here, you will hear Him say to you, "I forgive you all your sins. You are my child. I love you. I have not forgotten about you. I have not abandoned you. I am with you always." Do you doubt that? Take and eat. Take and drink. This is my body. This is my blood given and shed for you. I am as near to you as the taste in your mouth. Here, my dear saints of Holy Cross and Emmanuel, here at this altar, you finally have found what you're looking for. Here is forgiveness. Here is rest. Here is peace. Here is eternal life, because here is Jesus for you. Amen.